This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton in Oxon Hill, Maryland, talking to you live from CPAC. I am at the mother of CPAC parties at Tom's Watch Bar right on Fleet Street in Oxon Hill, Maryland. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, February 22nd, 2025. Let's go around the room, say hello to everybody. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you. I'm doing very well. Hope you're doing well up there in Maryland.
Yep, I'm having the time of my life. I had the studio set up in Tom's Watch Bar, but unfortunately the band was too loud, so I had to go outside. Mike, how are we doing tonight? Ground control to Mike Brinkman.
Sorry, I had it on mute, didn't realize. I'm doing great. How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing out. Stan and Walter is doing good. But anyways, I want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged women of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, known as the Cellar Savers. We also want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, New York's strongest. Also, those on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, first order of business, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Unfortunately, we got a couple of names to read off. First one, Police Officer Christopher Reese, Virginia Beach, Virginia Police Department. End of watch today, February 22nd, 2025. His killer is in custody. Also, his partner, Police Officer Cameron Gervin of the Virginia Beach, Virginia Police Department. End of watch today, February 22nd, 2025. Also, we want to remember Patrolman Andrew Duarte of the West York Borough, Pennsylvania Police Department. And watch also today, February 22nd, 2025. His killer is DOA. But anyways, all this week I've been at CPAC in Nassau Harbor, just outside Washington, D.C. If you hear the music, it's the Under the Covers band, led by one Brian Bourne, the boyfriend of our friend Alessandra Griffith going on. So anyways, it's been a hell of a CPAC. I think personally it's the best CPAC I've ever been at, but not for obvious reasons. First, I want to start off with a typical 7-5 Radio nonsense. I arrived Thursday for Vice President J.D. Vance to speak. I went to the office for credentials for media personnel, since I am part of the media. And little did I know that the office was closed between 9 a.m. and 10:45. Vice President came on at 10:30, so I was unable to see the Vice President. Second 7-5 Radio incident took place on Friday. Found a little piece of real estate. As you know, we don't have a table there. We squat. So I found an empty table and I set up. I was on a Liberty Roundtable with Sam Bushman. And this very nice young lady came up. She had typed her phone, like, hey, this area is reserved. You can't stay here. You got to move. I was like, oh, man. So I had to go to a window, and I was like the homeless radio host doing the show. But it was a great show. But anyways, it's been just a hell of an experience. I've been going here for about 10 years, and this year has had one of the best. No cuck served us. But anyways, as I was coming in, I stopped and get some cash, you know, to have a little spend the money. And the hotel, the Gaylord National, does not take cash, strictly credit. So yay. So I got here and I saw my friend Andre Soriano, who's a fashion designer. He had media credentials and he's in fashion. But anyways, some of the things I saw. Well, first off, I saw the lovely Elizabeth Kucinich with a husband, Dennis Kucinich. Dennis was a member of the House of Representatives for Ohio, a Democrat. Person I disagree with 99.9% of the time, but he was for the working people of his district in Ohio. So, unfortunately, Elizabeth, she probably ran away because she saw me, and I said to Representative Kucinich, I said, what are you doing here? And he's like, these are my people. I was like, whoa. That really struck me back because, again, he's a man of the people. And what's funny is that political successful host James Edwards actually met Representative Kucinich in 2016. So I showed him a selfie of himself with James Edwards. I was like, hey, I work for this guy too. But he was like, oh, okay. But anyways, very nice guy, very laid back, very approachable. Also, some other things I saw, there's a pro-life group there. The first time I've seen a pro-life group there ever, because, again, the CPAC is just, it went from conservative to conservative. Also, I saw January 6th people, a whole bunch of people from January 6th was railroaded, was convicted of felonies for more or less criminal trespass. They were there in mass. So, but anyways, I did meet some, I was trying to meet up with some people, and somebody said, oh, I'll meet up after Elon Musk. I was like, Elon Musk isn't on the dais. So I went in the press area, way in the back, you know, Bob Uecker seats. And who is it? Pam Bondi spoke with Ted Cruz. She was good. And then this guy from Newsmax, he's like, oh, we got the Doge report. I was like, okay. And then he says, all right, for the Doge report, let's bring out the head of Doge, Elon Musk. And the crowd went nuts. So, and then the president of Argentina, Milei, gave him a chainsaw, and the crowd again went nuts. And just listen to Elon Musk. I was like, what? Why is the left so upset with Elon Musk? The guy, I mean, the guy's a genius. He's part of PayPal. He's got a Tesla cars. He's got the Skylink, and he's building rockets at Parallel Park, and he's getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. And I was just scratching my head, but, you know, it was just, the guy's always in a good mood. So I was really impressed with him. And he asked a couple of things I took away was, he said, is the left even real? Because, again, the left just goes bonkers over everything. He also said one of the reasons why he bought Twitter is because freedom is priceless. But and then he wants to go inventory Fort Knox. He wants to go to President Trump, inventory Fort Knox, and stream it live. And then he was asked about auditing the Federal Reserve, and you know he said yeah, and people went nuts about that. But nothing I took away. You're like this guys, $200 billion of COVID money, COVID relief money for the United States sent overseas. Who the hell let that happen? $200 billion total money overseas. So anyways, he's also, you know, he talked about cutting everything off for illegal aliens. So, he was, you know, very pleasant, very, Elon, personally, I think Elon's a very likable guy. Well, I'll give it to you. What say you about Elon Musk or Dennis Kucinich?
Well, Elon, you know, did wonderful with that chainsaw when he got it.
Right.
He was like a kid in a candy store that just got a, you know, one of them super soakers and
right.
In the form of a chainsaw. And, you know, of course, you know, the left, they got a pick on it because it's a violent, it could be used as a violent weapon. And they made a reference to Scarface, Al Pacino's Scarface movie. And, you know, they got something to say. If he stood up there in a suit and tie and acted like a robot, they still would have had something to say. So
right.
I'm glad he is doing what he's doing. You know, from the outside looking in, like we all are, once we see reports, it will be even more enthusiastic for the people on the right and the people on the left that want to see this. This has been needed for a long time. And although, you know, they say Clinton and Obama tried to you know, to start cutting stuff back, but that was just smoke, plain and simple, because it just never went anywhere. I don't even think they audited one department that was worth anything. So I think Musk is doing an absolute bang up job. My only question to you is, you were excited to see him, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Why not?
Did you throw your panties and your room key up there on stage?
No comment. Mike, what say you about Elon Musk, the African immigrant doing good in America? Actually, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Mike. We're coming to our first commercial. Let me grab my equipment, try to set up outside. This is Sunfire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Stay right here, everybody.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right. Hello, one and all. This is Walter and Mike, and Scoop is scurrying to get his equipment together. So
I'm back.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Go on, bud. Tell us more about CPAC.
All right. Well, I wanted to get Mike's opinion on Elon Musk at CPAC while I set up my equipment. I'm literally outside Tom's watch bar again. Why is every time I do a mobile show, I'm always freezing my ass off outside? But, Mike, go ahead about Elon.
Listen, Elon is phenomenal, right? He's like a true patriot. You know, he puts his money where his mouth is, same as President Trump, right? He sacrificed so much to do this and to make this a reality. Elon is no different. He sacrificed a lot to do this. He put everything on the line to do it. So truly a real patriot and just a brilliant man. But I think what our listeners really want to know is, and Walt, you let me know if you think this is a good idea. I was thinking we should do like a tracker on the website of how many restraining orders are going to be filed against Pete after CPAC's done this year.
What about restraining orders?
How many are going to be filed against you this year? That's what we're curious about. Like, what the over-under is and how many you're going to get this year from all the attendees there.
Well, like right now I'm at the biggest after party at the town's watch bar, and it's mostly dudes.
That's what he's talking about.
Pretty much, yeah.
What, harassing dudes?
Yep. Trying to show guys your green nipples.
What do you like to know about green apples? What the hell are you doing, green apples? But anyways,
another person that right after Elon Musk was Steve Bannon, who was on Trump's 2016 campaign, and he actually lit it up. He told everybody, he said, "Hey, fix your bayonets. You know, fight, fight, fight. Like, you are the Republican Party." So I was very impressed with Steve Bannon. He yells and screams too much. The thing about me, you know, unless I'm talking to my kids, I'm not yelling and screaming all the time. So anyways, he was really good, really short, but got his point across, you know, telling everybody fight, fight, fight. But then afterwards, I went to a after party featuring with Steve Bannon at a place in Washington, D.C. And I swear to God, everybody from CPAC was there. It was packed. And the best part about it was free drinks. But me being me, guess what? I made sure I took care of the bartenders. But Steve Bannon is still part of the conservative movement. He told the crowd, like, you are the conservative movement. So, but anyways, the controversy with Steve Bannon, as always, that he allegedly used a Nazi salute. I mean, I was in the room. I was watching him, even though I was in the back. I didn't see anything closely resembling a Nazi salute. But anyways, that was great on Steve Bannon. Mike, what say you about Steve Bannon?
He's phenomenal, right? The guy's extremely intelligent guy. Very, very successful. You know, everything the left hates. And as far as the Nazi salute crap, that's just their new dog whistle. You know, it's their new nonsense. It was racist and it was whatever. Now it's the dog. Now it's the Nazi salute. It's just, it's the same nonsense you've seen from them continuously. You know, but Steve Bannon's a phenomenal guy, and I seriously doubt the guy has any kind of Nazi leanings at all. You know, people forget Nazis were actually socialists. You know, that's the left, not us.
Right. Walt, what's the about Steve Bannon? Did you watch any of his speech?
Yeah, some of it, and I find that he kind of looks like your older brother.
My older brother?
Yeah, he looks like, you know, if he's related, he could be your older brother.
How could he be my older brother?
I don't know. That's something you'd have to ask your parents about. But he just kind of looks like he would be your. But he could be your older brother. He looks like
you.
But,
All right. Well, you know, I admit, you know, in the past, I had, you know, I wasn't the most debonair guy out there. But you know, thanks to our 75 Radio spokes model, I learned to dress myself. But you know, I got a haircut. I shave. I'm wearing nice clothes.
But he could, like I said, you guys favor each other, you know, except you know, in intellectual department.
Right, but I don't know. We probably drink the same because he seems to always be half in the bag. But anyways, but he's very passionate. He says what he means and means what he says, and he's not conservative. But anyways, moving right along, had a great time at the place in Southeast Washington, D.C. I didn't get my car stolen, which is a good thing. But on Friday, I showed up, and I was on Libby Roundtable, and we had our old guest, Christopher Martini, the film director for The Man You Don't Know. So he came on and actually killed, and he wore a hat that said, "Make movies great again." I thought it was like a MAGA hat because everybody's wearing these dark MAGA hats everywhere. And so he's talking about he's putting a film school together for first responders, for GIs, things like that, which is really neat. And he wants to go back to – he wants to make movies like we did back in the 50s and 60s. So – but I was saying, like, you know, I'd rather have the movies from, like, the 60s and 70s, like French Connection, The Godfather, Jaws, things like nature. But he was outstanding. And then he wanted to bring on – he suggested Barry Morgenstern. Mike, you know who Barry Morgenstern is?
I know the name. I'm trying to put the face to the name.
Well, anyways, he's one of the most famous photographers on planet Earth. His specialty now is headshots. And I said, okay, you know, he photographed every rock and roll god. I worshipped as a kid and as an adult. So I said, all right, yeah, bring him on. So, and then he went from rock and roll legends to news people and to President Trump, which is a very, very nice resume. So he came on. He talked about growing up as a leftist Jewish kid in Brooklyn. And then his father was conservative And then as he got older, September 11th, he said, you know, he became a conservative. So I was like, wow, you know, what a story. So anyways, he couldn't have been any nicer. He was another great interview. So I hung out with him. I didn't go into the ballroom as much. I think Ben Shapiro, a bunch of nobodies went in. And then I hung out with Christopher Martini. And I met this other guy. His name is John Statter, or Statter. I call him Johnny Three Phones. This guy is a real-life Brian Mills and Jack Reacher's put together. He's a mild-mannered guy. He's a former squid, and he knows things, and he's done things. I didn't get quite into his resume, but it was, and I'm not going to put it over the air. I'm trying to book him as a guest because he's just so impressive. He's so mild-mannered because we all know, like, people like to exaggerate their accomplishments in whatever field that they're in. Like, oh, yeah, I was, you know, had 3,000 arrests when I was with the Mayberry Police Department, or I went overseas and I killed, like, 50 Japanese. This guy sounds like he's trying to return a rent at the Lowe's. I'm like, wow. So I was hanging out with him. I was hanging out with Chris Martini. I was hanging out with this other guy, Ian Trottier, who's a podcaster. This dude came out of simple casting from Hollywood. He's a podcaster. Anyways, they're putting a project together with this former FBI agent about a very corrupt government official. Mike, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm not going to put it on the air, but once they pass the legal hurdles and, you know, get everything, you know, written, and, you know, I'm going to get these guys on the air. But it was jaw-dropping what these guys were saying. And they're talking to me, you're talking in front of me, and I was like, you guys don't even know, you barely know me, but they treated me as one of their own, which I really, really loved. Also, I followed Chris and Johnny Three Phones around. They went on the Bannon show, and they were interrupted with the good news that Cash Patel was sworn in as the newest FBI director. So everybody over at the Real American Voice was hooting and hollering, and a bunch of yahoos over there. But that was really fun on Friday. And then I went home early because I didn't want to turn into a pumpkin. But anyways, and then we moved to Saturday. Today was just a great day. And come on, close the door. That's the Under the Covers band playing right now. If somebody goes in or comes out, the door opens and you hear the band. So anyways, today was a great day. I booked a young lady. Mike, do you get the information about Mr. McMahon, the Sergeant McMahon?
I have it. I have to go through a little bit more carefully, but yeah, I have some of it.
Well, anyways, I got this young lady. Her name is Margaret Burke. I booked her. She was an actress for years. She's a child actress, did some stuff in movies and soap operas and stuff like that. She married a member of the service. He was part of the 4-3 anti-crime unit. He got injured on the job and then became a private investigator. So he got a call one day for a job to track out this Chinese national for possible embezzlement. So he did his job, says, all right, here's who the guy is, here's the stuff, and that's it. This is 2016. 4 years later, the feds come to his house and arrest him for not registering as a foreign agent. You got a retired member of the service doing private investigative work, and they're arrested under the Biden administration for not registering as a foreign agent, even though he wasn't working for anybody. So she came on the show and actually destroyed. She destroyed the CCP. She destroyed the judge who was appointed by Obama, the U.S. attorney. And anyways, we're coming up our next break. When we come back, hopefully I'll be up and running on the mobile studio. We'll talk about the rest of CPAC, and Walter and Mike will make fun of me. This is Certified Radio on Libby News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. GOP lawmakers in both chambers set to begin voting soon on legislation to undo some Biden-era rules.
The Senate is gearing up to begin considering Congressional Review Act resolutions in the coming weeks that would undo rules on bank mergers, methane emissions, and other matters. The Senate's top targets include a pair of resolutions introduced by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana that would overturn a rule from the Treasury Department's Office of the Comptroller of the Currency that put new restrictions on bank mergers, and a regulation from the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management requiring oil and gas companies to submit archaeological reports to the agency before beginning offshore drilling, respectively. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Addressing the CPAC conference today in suburban, rather yesterday in suburban Washington, Donald Trump says he thinks Republicans will do very well in 2026.
With the help of so many incredible supporters here today, we're going to forge a new and lasting political majority that will drive American politics for generations to come. I think we're going to do fantastically well in the midterms.
Also at townhall.com, there could be in the near future a summit between Donald Trump and his counterpart in Russia.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says his country and the U.S. are preparing for a face-to-face meeting between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Sergei Ryabkov tells Russian state media that a possible Trump-Putin summit could involve broad talks on global issues, including the war in Ukraine. But he says efforts to organize such a meeting are at an early stage. Ryabkov says U.S. and Russian envoys could meet within the next 2 weeks to pave the way for further talks among senior officials. I'm Donna Water.
Terrible news throughout the nation today. Three police officers, two in Virginia, one in Pennsylvania, have been gunned down. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerke and Mike Rick Brant. I am live at Tom's Watch Bar in Oxon Hill, Maryland at CPAC, the biggest biggest after party for CPAC. And I'm sitting outside like a homeless guy because the venue is just too loud. I was sitting in the VIP area chilling. I went on the cesspool. The band wasn't playing, but now, of course, the band stopped, and I'm sitting outside freezing my ass off. But anyways, I forgot that Friday I was meeting a whole bunch of people. I met Johnny Three Phones, Chris Martini, Barry Morgenstein, but I also met a better version of me. This guy's name is Rob O'Donnell. He was a former transit police officer with the New York City Transit Police. I was like, wow, you're a black patch. He's like, yep. So not only was he a former transit police with a very long and decorated career, but he's also a radio host. I was like, wow, this guy's a better version of me. But anyways, again, he was very nice guy. But anyways, let's go back to Saturday. I talked to the wife of retired MOS, Martha Byrne, talking about how the CCP just totally infiltrated the Department of Justice, set up her hero husband who was injured on the job, had to retire early medically, and she had her husband was tried and convicted, is out on $500,000 bond. And I'm listening to her story. I was like, well, where's the number one? Where's the crime? Number two, where's the probable cause? Number three, where is the intent? So hopefully, Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, and everybody else can help this hero out. But anyways, that was the first part of Saturday. And then Sam's like, who you got? I was like, oh great. I was talking to trying to get on the air. I couldn't find. So I found this retired Air Force major talking about the vaccine, vaccines like five years ago. And I said, all right, hey, I talked to him on Friday. I said, all right, let me find out, because I had Barry and Christopher coming on. And he's like, I'm a major, retired major in Air Force. I was like, were you a pilot or a doctor? I was an electrical engineer. I was like, oh, brother. Okay. So now Sam wants me to find somebody, so I found the major there. And it turns out he was on Liberty News Radio before. I'm like, oh my god. So he's on talking about the jab and just how awful it is. I mean people getting these horrendous looking blood clots like 12 inches long. I was like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. So I really wasn't interested in what he had to say. I had nothing to add. So what I do, I did what I did best. I text the 7-5 Radio family because it was our proudest moment, because we actually were sitting on Radio Row. I found an empty table and I took it. So I set up the table for Ms. Byrne, and on my left there was an empty table, and on my right there were two gentlemen sitting at the table eating breakfast. But because since the Trump was coming in, they told everybody except like Newsmax and Epic Times they got to move. So everybody left. So I was sitting on a Radio Row for once, which is great. And then Danella said, oh, I'm so proud of you. I was like, for what, squatting? But I guess, she feels sorry for those who need a special help. But anyways, today I got there. The Secret Service Uniform Division, Gary Byrne's old job. They had the dog sniff my equipment, and luckily they didn't find anything. And I interviewed Ms. Byrne, and I interviewed the good major. And then I couldn't leave. I was like, I'm going to put my gear up and then maybe check in. And I don't want to walk around this crap. But I couldn't leave. There's no place. They said, oh, you got to go up and down and around and do a U-turn. It's like, I couldn't leave. So luckily I found a guy who was very nice. Said, all right, here, put it over here. So I put it, I put my gear there, and I had nowhere to go. So I was sitting in the press room. I was talking to Ian Trottier. Again, really nice guy. Showing him the archives from 7-5 Radio. He really got a dig out of Danella. And then Tom Homan came out, and I spoke to Tom a couple of times. I've seen him speak. This guy is George Patton. He said, border crossings are down 95%, number one. Number two, he deported over 20,000 people. This is within a month. 20,000 people gone. And he just said, all right, he's getting up every day and seeing the numbers. He loves his job. And Donald Trump was like, hey, Tom, I need you back at work. You want it? He's like, okay. So he came back to work. He really lit the floor. And then he said something that really struck me at the end. He's like, you know what? Somebody's got to fix this S. Charlie Duff says that all the time. That's his catchphrase. It's fix the blank. I was like, oh, he must listen to the No BS News. So anyways, he was great, and then a whole bunch of other people, including the Italian Prime Minister, were talking, and I wasn't really paying attention. I was talking to Ian Trottier, which is really nice. And then it was time for President Trump. What really got me was Matt and Mercedes Schlapp came down. Matt Schlapp runs CPAC. He puts on the whole thing. He got no reaction whatsoever. I heard, you know, when I was waiting for my credentials, people were upset with Matt Schlapp. CPAC has gone down throughout the years. Next year it's going to Texas, and I think it's going to Florida, then 2027. So no response whatsoever. Like one lone person was clapping. So I was like, wow. And then Big Daddy Trump came out, and of course he was like Mick Jagger. And his speech was what you heard, you know, over and over again. It was like an hour and 10 minutes. He said it was keeping his promises, which he has. And he said all this stuff he's doing is common sense, which we said. I was like, wow, he must be a fan of 7.5 Radio. So also he dropped an S-bomb. He recognized the president of Argentina in the January 6 crew. He clowned the hell out of Biden and the illegal alien criminals. He said that the illegal alien criminals were worse than the Hell's Angels. And then he said the Hell's Angels love America, which is 100% true. Because the most of the angels are former veterans. He also said that Jimmy Carter passed away happy because he can no longer be known as the worst president in the United States. And because Joe Biden now has that title. And he did say what his accomplishments were, like as usual, and what he wants to do next. He wants to cut foreign aid. He's sick of foreign aid. He wants to get the minerals back from Ukraine. He didn't have any too many kind words for Zelensky. He wants to sit down with Russia to hammer out a deal, and he's going in May, which is great. And of course, at the end, he did the Trump dance, and of course, he did it better than me. I was like, oh God! I was able to grab my stuff and then check in the hotel. I am staying at the Gaylord tonight. I thought if I didn't get to a after party, I'd have my own after party in the hotel. And then they say, hey, what are you doing here? I was like, hey, I'm a guest, so they can't throw me out. Anyways, and I got the worst possible room. I'm overlooking another building in the complex. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm paying all this money for this crappy view, but it is a nice hotel room. But anyways, guys, what do you think of Tom Homan and President Trump's speech? Did you either one of you catch it?
I saw Tom Homan speech. I haven't seen Trump's speech yet because I was waiting to talk to you, my friend. But Tom Homan really laid it out there on the line, pretty much, you know, he doesn't give a blank. He said that three or four times. He's going after these people, and he's going after this in the cities where these people are. And to hell with the governors and the sovereign city nonsense. He's going in and he's going to take it. He's been doing this job a long time. He knows the ins and outs. He knows what he can do and what he can't do. And when he doesn't know, he asks. He asks. Like the question is AOC impeding by posting ways to stay out of ICE's way. And, you just can't ask for a better person to be doing a thing.
Right. And he mentioned AOC today. He said, like, well, if she wants to run for president, go right ahead. Also, he mentioned that the mayor of Chicago, well, ICE isn't welcome here. We're going to work with ICE, this, that, and other thing. And he said, first place I went to when Trump was inaugurated was Chicago, Illinois, which he did because the film crews are out there for Chicago. Mike, what say you about Tom Homan and Donald Trump?
No, they're great. I didn't catch the speeches yet. I'll probably watch it tonight, or sorry, tomorrow morning sometime, but I'm sure it's pretty much along the same lines of everything. But they're phenomenal. Look, they're doing everything they said they would do. Exactly everything they said they would do. It's amazing to watch.
Right. And again, guys, to me, is it just common sense? Like, let's not spend more money that we have. Let's spend what we have. And, you know, people who don't belong here, let's send them home. Or people who commit crimes, let's put them in jail. I mean, is that crazy or what? Anyways, we'll be right back. Finish up with CPAC. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Scoop Stan at CPAC on 75 Radio.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, and we are back. Peter Scoop staying at Tom's Watch. Tom's bar in Oxon Hill, Maryland, as the best CPAC after party at the Association of Republican Presidential Appointees. I was talking to the members of Under the Covers. I said, listen, at 10 o'clock, you all need to take a 58-minute break. And they said, go do something I can't do physically. Anyways, during those very important commercials, including with Rand Paul, I was looking at the Instagram account of the 75 Radio spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at danellarodriguez.model on Instagram. Anyways... Mike, what say you about Trump and Holman's speech?
I didn't catch the speeches yet, but, you know, like it's just been over a month. That's it. It hasn't been that long. And look at the dramatic changes they've made already. Look at how profound the changes have been already, how much they've gotten done. So it really shines a light on just how inept and incompetent and really just how much they didn't want to change things. They wanted things to be a disaster, you know, in prior administrations. So... it's exciting, right? And I'm guessing the excitement you're feeling at CPAC is exactly that. It's that optimism that's coming from all this stuff actually getting fixed for once.
Right. And one thing about the CPAC, amongst others I've been to, was there's no conservatives. You didn't see like a Rick Santorum or a John McCain or any of these other, like Jeb Bush come in. It's like all, you know, Donald Trump. Yeah, you did see Sebastian Gorka, who I'm not a fan of, but... also, but, you know, he still had a bunch of, you know, these pseudo celebrities. You see, like, somebody coming down in, like, a blue shirt and a red tie, like, and they're like, oh, it's, you know, Joe Schmuckatelli. I'm like, who the flip is that? I'm like, okay. I was like, you know, they know Joe Schmuckatelli, but I don't know Peter Scoop Stanton. But anyways, I do want to say this was the best CPAC ever. And it wasn't because of me seeing President Trump. It wasn't me staying at the Gaylor Hotel or being at the greatest after party ever. Much better than the Exotica Expo, but I'm still outside freezing my ass off. But it was the people I met. Of course, Andre Soriano, Mike the Photobomber, Foster, Eliza. I'm not even going to say her last name. But also, not only that, but the other people I met. Barry Morgenstein, Chris Martini, Martha Byrne, John Static, a.k.a. Johnny Three Phones, the other John who worked for the FBI, who was also Squid, Ian Trottier, Martha Byrne, Rob, Sherry Morgenstein, and just everybody else who I forgot. I mean, these people just met me, treated me like family, didn't know me from a hill of beans, and, you know, they let me in on their life, what they know, what they're doing. Barry Morgenstein took a selfie with me, and my God, this guy has the power of God himself, because just on a mobile phone, he took my picture, and I look pretty good. But anyways, I'm not going to show you gentlemen, because I've been here too many times in this movement, too many fake, phony frauds, BS artists, and grifters. That's one thing I got, you know, I meet people who are, you know, have a bigger market, bigger, you know, they're doing better than us and they're grifters. But anyways, not the people I just mentioned. They were so kind to me. I couldn't believe it. It's like these people don't know me from a hill of beans, but they treated me like one of their own, like a comrade, a shipmate, you know, a fellow MOS, but I really, really enjoyed it. But, anyways, I need to thank Danella Rodriguez for giving me fashion sense. I didn't bother her once for fashion. I bothered her for a million other things, just like I bother Walt and Mike and, of course, James Edwards. I was bothering him all day. But for giving me a sense of fashion. But special thanks to Alessandra Griffith, who was also a friend of the show, for not only introducing me to all these people, me the great after party, having a great time, meeting DJ Urban Mike, hanging out with Under the Covers, who's out here doing a smoke break, and just, I mean, it's sometimes I feel like I'm dreaming, but anyways, I digress. You know, I'm still in the trenches. I'm still got issues with the ex-wife, still live in the meth lab, or Fred Sanford's house, and still work with Mike and Walter. Anyways, guys, your final thoughts about me attending CPAC?
After that last bit, I think you need some therapy, bro.
Why do I need therapy?
Well, I mean, you know, you just put your whole life, you know, out there on for everybody to see, you know. Maybe you had flashbacks when that woman told you the other day that you had to move from that table. You know, you got to move. Isn't that what your wife told you? So I think you had flashbacks. You need some therapy, bro. But I got to just tell you, I appreciate you out there at CPAC. It's got to be wild. It's got to be nuts. There's so many people, so many things, so many scrutinizations, and you got to see home and you got to see Trump. But you didn't tell him that, you know, I was on a foot post in front of his father's house in 1986 in the 105 precinct. So maybe next year.
Right. Again, you know, they had the place on lockdown. I couldn't leave. You know, I was done doing the Liberty Roundtable. It was time for me to leave. I wanted to use the bathroom, get something to eat, put my stuff in the car, and then come back. And then, you know, it was like, no can do. And nobody out, nobody in because of the president. But anyways, I don't need therapy because I talk to you fine gentlemen. Anyways, Mike, what say you about CPAC, me at CPAC, hanging out with Under the Covers and DJ Mike spinning some CDs and freezing my ass off once again?
I think it's awesome that you're there. We definitely appreciate it. You know, you get to bring all, like, the real stories from the actual place, so it's pretty cool. And I'm pretty sure the guy that took your photo earlier, that's going to be on a wanted flyer of some kind by the morning. So you just want to throw it out there.
What, for sex crimes or something?
Absolutely. You know, this guy with green nipples, he's running around flashing people.
Well, there's no law. What, flashing my nipples? There's no law against flashing nipples on a guy.
I don't know. You'd probably be rubbing up on him, though. So, you know, you have impulse control going on there, so.
Yeah, James Edwards is texting me. He's like, ha, 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 wanted flyer. You know. Thanks, James. You know, hey, I did you a favor. James, I did you a favor. I went to go see that very nice lady who didn't call me back. I did give her a business card, but that's something else. But anyways, but you know, I come out here to CPAC. Guess what? I'm still a member of 75 Radio. I'm still thinking about Walter, Mike, Danella, Heather, James Edwards, True. Charlie, Gary, everybody else, you know, the 75 Radio family, the Liberty News Radio family, and that's all I talk about. It's like I don't talk about me. It's like, yeah, I do a radio show with Walter, the lovely Danelle, Mike, and Charlie, and you know, I love telling people about us because I just love us. We are a family, and I love telling all you guys what I do here at CPAC. You know, you guys know me. I'm effing Scoop Stanton, God Almighty! You know, James Edwards going to true. James Edwards going to text me something funny. You know, I'm freezing my ass off in February the 22nd because I can't because it's too loud inside. Anyways, but you know, there's nothing I'd rather do. A show I wouldn't want to do than the people that I call family, because I love them one every one of them. We do what we want to do. And we talk about what we want to talk about. I've talked to a whole bunch of other people that want to come on. It's like, what do you want to talk about? Oh, I know Congressman Schmuckatelli. This other guy's a singer. It's like, no. You know, if you have something interesting to say, we want to talk to you. But if you just want to promote yourself, we don't want to talk about you. And James Edwards is texting me right now. This will be fun. I hope he doesn't use any foul words. But anyways, anything else before I read James's final text? Walt,
no,
you.
Let's hear it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's keep it clean because the little Edwards is listening to the show. But anyways, one thing about kids. You can tell a lot about a person by looking at their kids. And last year when I was at the Cesspool's 19th and a half anniversary, James let me sit with his family, and his kids were just off the chain. There's like, wow. As like James, you did a hell of a job with your kids, and I love your kids, and my kids are great too. I'm sure you guys love all your kids, and even the ones you don't know you have. Anyways, so we got a couple seconds left. Walt, I'll give it to you first before we hit Riders on the Storm.
Well, you know, the CPAC thing, you know, pretty much wraps up what's been going on the past 3 or 4 months, and tomorrow morning, all across the news channels, all the left channels, they're all going to say it was nothing but a big show, a bunch of hot air and everything else. You know, why isn't he low on gas prices yet? Why isn't he low on the inflation rate yet? You know, it was a long list that he inherited and a long list that he gave himself to accomplish. And he's only been in there 35 days now. So they're not talking about the successes. They're talking about what he hasn't done. And it's being worked on. We don't have to know everything that's going on behind the scenes, but we'll find out soon enough, and the rest of us will be appreciative of it.
Outstanding. Mike, what say you about CPAC or 75 Radio or Little Ms. Edwards?
I think CPAC is great. I'm glad there's so much optimism there. Walt nailed it. Trump is he's doing exactly what he said he'd do. It's only been over 35 days or so, and he's already knocking out of the park. And I love 75 Radio. It's family.
Right. And anyways, for Walter Yerkew, Mike Reichbrandt, James Edwards, Little Ms. Edwards, this is Peter Scoop standing. Reminder, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. If you're in if you're in Maryland, come out and see me. See you next week. Do not comply.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.